Dve Shirshe. This is the description given of the Supreme in the Veda. The Divine has two heads. While describing the Divine in a very physical form, Veda says that it has got two heads. It has got four horns. The Shringa, the horns are four. Trayopadasya, and it has got 3 feet. So if you can visualize a creature, this is a kind of analogy, so as to give a very clear idea that this reality has two heads. That is the beginning. The creation cannot take place without the beginning, and that beginning is two heads. The Supreme as Purusha and Supreme as Paraprakriti. It has four horns, Sat, Chit, Ananda and Truth. These are the four horns. And 3 feet, matter, life and mind are the 3 feet. So 3 feet and four horns put together is 7 principles, of which now there is a mention here, Saptarshi. The 7 rishis are 4 horns and 3 feet.
Just for a minute.
Manu. No. 4 horns are not Chatvara Manu. Satchit, Ananda and Truth Principle. These 4 plus 3, the matter, life and mind. Now, such is the description of the Supreme Reality, given in the form of an image. In the hymn of creation, therefore in the Veda, in the Rig Veda, it is said that Purusha throws himself fully into Paraprakriti. In other words, without the will of Purusha, Paraprakriti would not move. Paraprakriti is a power or energy, but held back. It's only when Purusha wills and throws himself, gives himself entirely to Paraprakriti, Paraprakriti receives the will and manifests that will. So the whole movement arises in the world because of Paraprakriti's impulsion from Purusha. But when this sacrifice takes place, then the Divine manifests 4 parts of Himself. The first is wisdom. Second is the power. Third is love. And fourth is skill. There are 4 manus, 4 powers. Manu of wisdom, manu of power, manu of love, manu of skill. Therefore, all human beings have got these 4 characters. Everybody, every one of us. We have something of wisdom, something of power, something of love, something of skill. Our total personality is nothing but combination of these 4. In varying degrees, they are present. Wherever there is a manifestation, you will find 7 principles and 4 characters. This is the secret of the whole world. Wherever you look, you will always find the presence of 7 principles and 4 characters. It is on this wisdom that the society of India was cast into 4 varanas. The Brahmin representing the wisdom, Kshatriya representing the power or strength, Vaishya representing love, because love is a matter of exchange, and all commerce is exchange, and that is a speciality of the commerce. And Shudra represents skills, labor, work, perfection in the work. That is why in every society, every human being and every society, we'll always have 4-fold character. always these four powers will automatically manifest. Whenever you want to organize anything, you will find these four characters will automatically begin to operate. It's inevitable. Even if you try to blot out this Varna system, it arises. Even in Soviet system, they don't know about these four principles at all. But there are four people, four categories of people exist. There are laborers, there are merchants, there are administrators, and there are philosophers. So all the four exist. Even in the Soviet system, these four exist.
So what they say in Veda, Virat Purusha, Mukha is Brahmin.
That's right. Correct. Kshatriya. Absolutely. That's right. Correct. That is Manuschat. It is, you see how it is very, very well brought out. The entire hymn of creation, the Purusha Sukta, is fully brought out here in one line. Seven principles, that is why it is said Bhagavad Gita is a summary of the whole of the Veda. Maharshayah saptapurve chatvaraha manavastata. Seven principles and four manus, four characters. Madbhava, but they are all born from me. These seven principles and four characters, madbhava, they are all created by me. They all have arisen from me. Manasa jata, particularly they are manifested the mental plane. Now this is a very important word, manasa jata, the mental plane, the distinctions become more clear. If you go higher than the mind, these distinctions cease to be distinctions. Sat is chit, chit is ananda. You cannot even say sat, chit and ananda. It is a mental operation. There is such a unity at the higher levels that even to speak of seven is not possible. To speak of four is not possible. It's all united. It's all one as it were. But at the manasa, at the level of the mind, the distinctions become clearer. Therefore, this idea of seven principles and four characters is much more true at the mental level. So, manasa jata, yesham loka imaha prajaha. This world and all the people here are all born out of me at the mental level in the form of seven principles and four characters.